The House, both in committee and on the floor this week, opted not to make any changes to a bill regulating Indiana's high-fenced deer hunting industry. The measure installs requirements for fence heights, reporting of disease and escape, and acreage. Lawmakers had discussed altering those requirements, including higher licensing fees, but left them as is. A House committee chose which version of a meth bill will advance. The legislation would allow patients of record at a pharmacy to continue buying the cold medicine pseudoephedrine as usual. All others would only be able to buy a small amount of the drug before obtaining a prescription. That version won out over a proposal that would have required pharmacists to question all customers trying to buy pseudoephedrine. A Senate committee adopted changes to a bill governing how police body camera videos are released to the public. The bill now requires law enforcement to prove to a judge why a video shouldn't be released. That burden of proof previously rested with the public and the press. And the House sent a bill to the governor opening up records from Indiana's closed adoptions era, 1941 to 1993. The measure gives birth mothers options to keep their records closed or only allow contact through a third party. It would take effect in 2018. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.